Ruben, I'm sorry. It has been so busy.
I need to steal you for 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Absolutely. I'm listening. I'm ready.
I shot you an email, but I'm actually going to be pulled in about 15 different directions. So, okay. Got two approvals for you. I want to go over what my plan of attack is here, and hopefully make
it
work.
Let me get our notebook. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, I'm ready.
So, the first approval. Now, you're looking to just confirm. I've got your email here. Your balance was a little under what you thought it was. You thought it was, like, I think 90, but it's more close to 80.
I'm excited, yes.
That's better than we thought. So, what we've got here is... Give me a second. Okay. You were looking for about 230 total, correct?
Yeah, we can do less than that. You tell me what you've got.
Yeah, thank you. Give me a second. Let me just bring this up. I'm trying to bring up your email, and I've got like a million emails on your file. Give me a second. Hold on.
Are you having a good day?
Me?
Yeah.
I am. I actually like what I do. So for me, I like what I do, and I feel I'm pretty good at it, but I'm learning a lot. So I really have a good day. Like just under the weather right now. Okay. Do you know when you sent me that email? I'm just trying to find it so I can just go over it.
Oh, yes. The one that I sent you last.
Yeah, I thought... Oh, maybe it's under... Hold on. Statements. Because you sent me, like, a breakdown.
The payoff?
Yeah, you said, here's the payoff. Here's what I'm trying to do. The bills. Where was that?
What time did I send? Okay, it was, like, it was yesterday...
And I got the payoff. Okay. Got that.
Let me see. Okay, the one right before that, I'm looking at your emails. Let me see.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see here. Well... where I sent you that one saying that I had made the bad business decision. I don't know. I see the one where I sent you the payoff, and then I told you I made a bad business decision. Statement.
Yeah.
I don't see the one in between the statements and the...
Where is that? Do you have a different email by any chance?
No, that's it.
Yeah, 1 second, because that was really helpful. Okay, man. Let's see. Oh, I think I found it. No, that's not it.
Okay, I'm gonna pull up your name.
How's your kid?
Oh, it's my daughter's. He is a year. He's actually,
cool.
We're so sick here. We've had... Sinuses are just majorly horrible, where you need a prescription and a shot, and ear infections.
It's fun times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Ruben, there you are.
Yeah, for some reason I cannot find that email.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm looking. There's my statements. There's my paperwork. Okay. I've made a business decision. Okay. It was at 11:43 yesterday.
Okay.
Is that right? Let's go. Thereabouts.
Okay. I should probably find it. Can you forward that to me real quick? I just cannot find it.
Yeah, I'm having trouble pulling it up. I can read the first ones where I'm giving it to
you. What does it just say? What does it say in the email?
It says, I have 8777. Okay, here it is. I'm going to forward it to you. Okay, here it comes.
Cool. Oh, there we go. Cool. So, okay. here's the first approval I have for you. I want to walk you through it. So, I also want to walk you through step by step how it works. I also have a backup for you in case anything happens. So, you've got a few different options. If everything goes well, I believe you can get funded. Not today. There's no way you can get funded today, but you could get funded as early as Tuesday morning, and that means actually the wire getting released to your account, and potentially the money showing up Tuesday. I don't want to say Wednesday. Wednesday, we could do contracts today. I just don't know if it'd be
You're
very
fine.
Hard to.
You're fine.
Yeah. Some people say, "Hey, we need the money now." So.
No, I'm good.
So I've got a great approval for you. It is going to be the amount would be $235,700. It would be, there's a few kind of good things about this approval. Number one, basically, the kind of high and low here is that we're drastically reducing your interest rate. Your interest rate is around, you know, close to 50% over a year. And if we did this on a year term, the rate would be about half of that. My suggestion is to do a 15-month term because it stretches out the payments and gives you better cash flow. What that would mean is you would... If you got 80 from us, if you got 80 to pay off your loan, there's a small origination fee charge. I think it's 1.5%. So if we did 235,700, you're going to net around 231 to 232 and change. You're using 80,000 to pay off your current loan. So that would drop you to about 150. So that would leave you with about $150,000 of operating capital. Now, the only condition of this approval is, on this program, when we go above $100,000, there's some additional information that we require, which is a profit and loss and balance sheet year to date. In my time being here, I've seen three transactions on this specific program that have been killed in funding, and that's because their losses have been like, we're talking about huge, 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 massive losses of a deteriorating business. Now, in this case, usually I will just ask for financials, like, after loan docs are signed. But in this case, I'd like to get everything cleared for you up front so there's no real hiccups to go through, because that's my only concern. Then we get loan documents, we get three trade references for people you do business with, and we fund the loan. Now, that's option one. The backup I have for you is doing a smaller loan amount, which would be a second position loan. It'd be about 70 to 80 grand. It would keep your current loan, but the terms are really, really still, they're very, very cheap compared to your current loan. But like I said, my goal is to always refinance someone when possible. I think that's a better avenue if available, as opposed to doing what's called a second position loan, okay?
Tell me about the second position. What are the terms on that?
So, it's pretty interesting. So we would be looking at, let's bring this about, and let's see, give me a second. On that one, we'd be looking about 75 grand, 10 months. And just, you know, the rate factor on that, your rate factor was like a 1.48 over 12 months on your current loan. This would be a 1.24 over 10 months. So a little, you know, 2 months less, but half the rate. So it's a really good approval. But I always stress to customers, when you can do a refinance, it is a better thing for you. And here's the reason why. Let's just say we refinance you right now and give you a first position loan. You're always on these loans planning for the future, not just the now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that you say, hey, look, you know what? Who knows what the future is, but you can plan. So you could have a huge job come up, and you could call us in 4 months and say, hey, look, I need 50 grand. There's a great opportunity. It's not a need, it's a want. I got a great job coming up. Do you guys sometimes do larger jobs?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you could call us and say, hey, I have a need for capital. I've got a great job, which is going to make us a lot of money, but I need an advance. I need 80 grand or 100 grand to do this job. Well, if you have two loans, it's very, very hard to get another loan. That's really the max in this industry, or the terms get very, very nasty. However, if you have one loan, then you're keeping more options open. But let me go over the pricing on what the refinance would look like, just so you have a reference point, and then we can go over all these options for you, okay?
I don't think I have to have that much.
Okay.
I don't think I want to do the 235. I mean, I was laying in bed last night, and talk to me.
Oh, so let's kind of go. Oh, let's go over something. So this is not a pressure cooker environment where you're going to say 235 our way or the highway. If you don't want to do 235, that's completely fine. You don't have to do 235. We can easily give you less money. So you're not forced to take, and I want to be very clear, just because you're refinancing does not mean that you have to max out your approval.
Okay.
So I think that's a pretty important thing to go over. Let's kind of go over some numbers, though, on what you're looking at for 235, just so you have a reference point, okay?
Okay.
So, bring this back. So if we did a 235 term, it's actually 235,700, and we did this for a 15-month term, the daily right now you're paying is what, 441?
Mm-hmm.
Or 442?
442.
Okay, so give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. And I think whatever program we find kind of hammer out for you, you're going to be happy regardless. That's the key here. Okay. So even though you're borrowing a lot more money, your payment's not going to, you know, it's not going to go up by 10. It's not going to go from 400 to 4,000. So if you did the full 235 loan, and you did that over a... Just bring this up over a 15-month term. Give me 1 second. I'm just tabbing this out. Bear with me, Rena.
Oh, you're good.
So the daily on that would be $1,032.60. The rate factor on that over 15 months would be a 138. So you're paying, you'd be borrowing the money for 25% longer, but you'd also have an 11% cheaper cost of money. It's not really an apples to apples comparison because it's a longer term and cheaper money, but it's just a much better program. I want to also, though, give you some numbers. You said we don't want to force you to borrow. We're wanting to get your business and help you, not necessarily like max out your line. So what's a... Obviously, you said you were thinking about some things. What is another loan amount you're looking at? What's like an important amount of money for you to net?
Okay. I don't know. That's where I need your help. So you do this. So if... Okay. If I, because borrowing the 80 has kind of just taken my cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it's at such a high rate? Is that what it is? Is that the difference?
You mean your program right now?
Yes.
So I think right now what you need is, it really depends on your needs. So the programs we've got you approved for are great. It really might... Can I take a liberty and kind of steer you in the right direction?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. Not a problem. So the most important thing right now, because I can structure this as a second position loan, I can structure... Basically, what does that mean? If I give you a second position loan, you've got about like 8 to 9, maybe 9, 10 months left on your current loans, right?
Right.
I can give you another 10-month loan, just give you enough for the time being, and as your loans age, we can potentially do a refinance down the plane. Like I said, potentially, I'm not telling you you're going to get a term loan of 5%. I'm not one of those people. But
right.
I think the most important thing to understand is really what you need as a business right now and give you the appropriate program. So right now, let's kind of go through that checklist and then I can work it on the back end.
Okay.
So we're going to take your current loan obligation. We're going to put it off to the side. What we're going to just talk about right now is what does your business need? What does Outback need? So can you tell me about the current bills that you want to catch up on? About how much are they?
80.
80. Okay. When do those bills need to be paid?
Now.
Now. Okay.
And
how much?
The thing. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Me and
yes.
I need to be perfectly honest.
Absolutely.
Okay. When I borrowed that money in May, it
mm-hmm.
was kind of just like never really had to borrow money. It is nice whenever you do jobs, and they're commercial jobs, and you have to wait 30, 60 days for your money. I thought this would be nice to have some money where I could pay my, you know, people, not my employees, but my subs and so forth, and keep business going. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing about our business. They, you know, we've always been kind of more cash, not credit. And so I thought, well, this would be nice. And so I thought if I just borrow it, then that would keep me from having to be strung out, worrying about when I was going to get paid, yada, yada, yada. More
correct.
Didn't really have to have it. I just did it. So it seems to me when I borrowed it, that's when I started getting behind. I feel like that's when I started thinking, oh my gosh, I can't pay my bills. I've got to make sure I've got these dailies coming out. I've got to make sure that, I mean, I can pay my bills, but I'm a safe person, you know, because you never know when it's going to rain or what's going to happen.
You want a buffer.
Right, and it's presidential year, and, you know, through the years, presidential years are always just a hair bit slower. It always has been. People don't want to spend money around presidential year. You know, they want to see what's going to happen. It's always been that way. So then I got to thinking, oh, my gosh, I told my husband, I said, I think this hurt us more than it helped us. He said, I told you not to do it. I said, and he did. He said, what are you doing? And he's never really told me what to do in the business. I've always just kind of handled it type thing. And
okay.
So I now am behind $80,000, which is coinky-dinky because I borrowed $80,000.
I think probably, but it's this. If you looked at, and I've looked at your bank statements, I think what happens is, and sometimes there's a lot of emotion involved in these, but to take the emotion out, oftentimes business owners, your business has grown a little. That money has helped your business grow, but sometimes it's you're just getting these little injections of the business, and I think it's something where it's okay. We're going to, you know, the past is the past, and it's really about concentrating on the future. I think the business,
well,
you can grow.
The same mistake.
Correct, correct. And no one's,
you know what I'm
no
saying?
One's gonna, exactly. There's no mistake. We're not, obviously, our goal is not to push you in any direction. It's to treat you the right way. So here's my thought process based on my experience. I've been
give
with Cardiff for 9 years. The most important thing here is this. You are in a position where you can borrow money right now. The worst possible thing is to wait when you desperately need the money. Because when you desperately need the money, the loan terms get nasty. They get extremely nasty. They do not help people. Like for me personally, I am patently against, there's something called a third or fourth position loan. I will do my best to tell a customer not to take one of those loans because I know that it won't really help them. And it is a flimsy, it's a band-aid, it's a dumb solution, and it really doesn't help much. Once in a while, there might be over-extenuating circumstances, but in the real world, it really, 15, 20 grand maybe, but a lot of money, no. So here's what I would tell you based on your situation.
Okay.
So, you got 80 grand of bills to pay up. We got to figure out a way so you can pay those bills so you don't harm your business, because that's got a huge harm effect. The second thing is, in the next 6 months, how much capital do you think you will need, if any?
That's You know what? That's what I don't know. You asked me that yesterday, so I just kind of threw a number out there. If any, in the next 6 months, so we're looking at October, November, December, January, February, March. So let's just say, I don't know. I mean, would you say 60?
Here's what I would tell you based on my experience. So the challenge for you is this. If you fear, and it's fine to have these conversations, or either scare someone away from borrowing, then you know, sweet talk them into it. It's not my role. If you borrow 150 and you're using 80 to pay off bills, let's just say 160. Let's say you're using 80 to pay off your current obligations and 80 to pay off your loan. Does that really do much for you? No, it doesn't.
No.
Yeah, because it doesn't. Because what's going to happen is now you're in a bad position. Because now you have to basically pay off your current loan. You're paying them off. You're getting your bills caught up. It's going to make you feel good for like a week. And then in a week, you're going to say, oh my God, well, now I have no operating capital. And now my bills are higher because I borrowed more. Because even though I got in a better program. So what is my suggestion? This is my thought process. If I were you, this is not giving you business advice. It's just me kind of telling you like I talk to anyone else that I work with. I'm sorry?
You tell me.
So here's what you need to do. You don't need to fear a large loan amount if it accomplishes something. You're not borrowing. The biggest thing that I always pay attention to is the amount, the loan amount relative to your monthly or monthly revenues. So people get in trouble when they're running $200,000 a month and they're paying $60,000 a month in payments. That's when things get really out of control because they're committing so much money to these payments that things get really, really nasty. What would my thought be? You should take out a large loan that is within reason. You should make sure your current lender is paid off. So you have 80. So, like, give you an example. If it was me, I would take the 235 because what will happen is, or close to it, not because I'm pushing you, but because if you pay off 80 and you pay your bills for 80, that's 160. You leave yourself with 70 grand plus or minus, about 70 grand of operating capital. The good thing here is that you're getting one loan solution. You're getting enough capital that, and your payment is not going crazy. So before, for every dollar you were borrowing, or let's just put it this way, you borrowed $80,000. Your payments are $440, correct? $442?
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, you're borrowing about triple that.
Yeah.
You're buying 64. So the thing is, are you borrowing is your payment tripling? If you're, that's like a real apples to apples comparison. If you're getting into 440 and you're doing 440 times, you know, 3, that'd be 12, 13, 20. But in this case, your not payment isn't 13, 20. Because your business is qualifying into a better program, just in our opinion, it's a better program than what you have. Also, our programs have forgiveness for paying off. We have discounts for paying off early. It's all in the contract, a lot of different options. That is a better program for you because of a few things. Number one, we have a renewal option. So about 6 months in, or if you do a 15-month, 7 to 8 month loan, it's usually 50% to 60%, we'll offer you renewal. And if you get a renewal, we'll basically use one loan, net the proceeds, pay off your existing loan. But I think really why I would think a first position loan is better for you than a second position loan is the future. If you have one loan, and I don't make any qualms about this, there are some times where businesses, there's a hiccup. I'm sure contractors have sometimes stiffed you guys on payments, correct?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
One of my best customers does not answer our phone calls for the last 5 months. He works with insurance companies. He is in trouble. People have screwed him. I feel bad for the guy. But these things happen. And if you have one loan versus two loans, it puts you in the best position to borrow. Because if you have one loan and you have a very moderate payment, if you need to access capital quickly, there are solutions for you. If you have two loans, you can't really access capital quickly. The terms become like, I'll give you an idea. A third position loan, if you go into two loans and you need money in the future, are there people that will give you money? Yeah, they'll give you money. But they'll give you money at 3 months. They'll give you money at 6 months.
You want to call and see if he wants to come up here?
Hello?
I think he's at Home Depot. Okay.
My thought process would be that it's really like for me, I make a living off giving you the loan, but I give a living off getting a loan from you funded, whether it's $5,000 or whether it's $235. Yeah. It makes no material difference to me. So when you're asking me for advice, my thought is this. If the financials look good, the large loan makes more sense. And it makes more sense simply because it leaves you with enough operating capital. Let me just give you an idea of how another loan would look. Go ahead.
Because it's not zeroing us out.
Correct. Let's just give you an example of another program, right? So let's just say, like apples to apples, I give you, let's just say we do 150, right? And let's say that we do 80 to your current lender and 70 to you. That's the 150 split, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the daily going to be around on that on a 15-month term? Let's just give you some ideas. So if we do that, and we give you a 15-month term, give or take, you'll really like the payment. Because the payment on that is probably going to be around like $650 to $670 per day. Because you're borrowing a lot less money. You know, which is completely, hold on, let me make sure that's right. Give me 1 second. That seems a little low. Hold on. Yeah, 650 to 670. The whole problem, though, is that is a very Band-Aid solution. And my tendency is, well, what are you, it's just, we're going to have this conversation a month from now because you're going to pay the bills. Yeah, you're gonna pay the bills, and then you're gonna need more capital. So, my opinion is, a larger loan amount, it doesn't triple your payment, but it does solve your problem, and I think that's my take.
I get you. Okay. Well, I'm gonna get with my husband. I will call you. He's got some new customers in here, but we're gonna eat lunch.
Say it again.
So my husband, he's headed up here, and he's got cool customers to talk to, and we're supposed to go to lunch. So
gotcha.
I will just holler at you probably like at 2:30, if that's okay.
One thing I'd like you to do is this. Since this program does require review of your financials, I want to take care of it. It does not commit you to any loan. It just knocks it out. Do you use QuickBooks?
Yeah, let me print you a P&L. I have one.
A P&L balance sheet for 2016 year-to-date. And then I will give you a holler very shortly. Look out for your call at 2:00.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Rosie.